This is HeartWise, offering practical tips and time-proven guidelines to make your life healthier, happier, and more fulfilling. Today you'll learn simple Bible-based principles for building and maintaining optimum mental and physical health, all while deepening your relationship with your Creator. Here's your HeartWise host, Dr. James Markham. Hello, everyone. Dr. Markham is on assignment. I'm Charles Mills, health reporter for HeartWise. It's been known for many years that our health and well-being are totally dependent on nutrition. If you want to prove this for yourself, stop eating. During the past decade, advances in science have made it possible for us to answer that all-important question, why? Why are some foods healing while others are damaging to our bodies? Why does eating a plant-based diet improve our overall health while eating animal-based products decreases our chances of survival? Our guest today is here to help explain why. She does an amazing job of doing just that in her latest book, The Perfect Formula Diet, and I'm proud to have her with us today. Janice Stanger earned her PhD in human development and aging and presently works in the employee healthcare market and also educates individuals in what they should be doing to bring about health in their own lives. Dr. Stanger, welcome to HeartWise.
Glad to be here.
You mentioned in your book that you are now in perfect health and maintain a perfect weight for you. That was not always the case, right? Tell us your story.
Absolutely. Well, I had a typical range of ailments that you will see in the United States. I was overweight. I had frequent headaches really almost every morning. The first thing I had to do when I rolled out of bed was grab a bunch of ibuprofen. I had sinus infections that went on a good part of the winter, bronchial infections, ear infections. I was very tired and low energy and would just tend to fall asleep at my desk at work, and that was kind of frightening. And, you know, I just took all this for granted. I also had some miscellaneous aches and pains. And when I went to the doctor, nobody seemed to think that there was anything they could do about it. I was given antibiotics for sinus infections, but of course we all know that really is not a long-term treatment.
Right.
So the thing that got me on the path to perfect health was actually my children. And at the time, my daughters were 11 and 13. And they just said one day, you know, Mom, we're not going to eat meat anymore. And that kind of horrified me because I really thought meat was the premier food and that if you didn't have enough protein, and especially this is true for growing children, that they would suffer terrible malnutrition and all kinds of really bad health consequences. So when I couldn't get them to change their mind and eat meat, I went on a little mission to find out, okay, what can I feed them for a few months until they get off this kick and start eating meat again? And that was in 1995. I started doing some very intensive nutrition and very quickly went beyond the popular media and started reading medical journals, medical textbooks, nutrition textbooks, going to see people who, you know, had the credentials to really talk about this, and very quickly found out a diet without meat was actually better. And a year later, I took, you know, pretty much all the meat, fish out of my diet. And 4 years later, went on 100% plant-based diet and very quickly transitioned to whole plant foods. So there was only a very short period when I was eating more like junk plant foods, you know, like soda and fries and things like that. I very quickly transitioned to eating whole foods. And what I found is my weight plummeted and I never had another sinus infection. I never had another ear infection, never had another bronchial infection. Very, very rarely get headaches. I mean, I buy a bottle of ibuprofen, and when it gets out of date 2 years later, I'm throwing away, you know, virtually the whole thing. So, you know, just really my health and my energy level, and everybody says this about a plant-based diet, your energy level just goes through the roof. All my aches and pains, just everything just disappeared. I began feeling like time was running in reverse. And, you know, all these years later, that happened in 2000 that I went on this diet, I still feel better every day than I did the day before.
Well, you know, was this before the PhD in human development and aging or after?
No, it was after. I had the kids after I got the degree, so.
So nowhere in you getting a PhD in human development and aging did anyone talk to you about the fact that nutrition affects aging in some very profound ways?
Not at all.
Wow.
And I did study both social and biological science. We had to take physiology. Nobody mentioned nutrition. And it was the last thing that I would have thought affected aging. You know, we all just thought it was things like stress. And,
sure.
You know, I'm not saying stress isn't important. I'm sure it is. But food is way more important.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you saw the light. I mean, this was pre-China study. This was pre-movement of today. You were a pioneer in this area, I'd say.
Well, thank you.
So this book, The Perfect Formula Diet, came out from what you learned in that journey. What was the most surprising things that you learned in this journey? And of course, you know, the fact that plant-based can easily eclipse animal products for all your nutritional needs. Is there something else that just shocked you as you went through this journey to discover the perfect health that you wanted so much?
Were most shocking to me had to do with the information I learned about protein, because it was something I never really thought about before. You know, you just take it for granted, okay, there's a substance called protein and we need it and it's in meat or it's in eggs or wherever we think it is.
Yeah.
And I never really thought about it. I just kind of was like the unquestioning person that I was following the advice I got in middle school from my gym teacher there. And what I learned is that proteins, you know, I learned the makeup of proteins, that they're actually linked chains of amino acids,
right,
and I
right.
think a lot of people know that. But what I didn't know that truly shocked me is that all the essential amino acids are made only by plants. So animals cannot make these essential amino acids. And what that means is that all animal protein is nothing but recycled plant protein. And that truly shocked me because it was so different from anything I had ever been heard, taught, saw in the media or anything like that. And I also learned that protein isn't this unitary substance because it's this chain of amino acids. There's actually billions of kinds of protein. And scientists that study humans see that there's up to counting now about 2 million kinds of protein in the human body. So, you know, we're thinking of protein, protein, protein. Well, it's actually proteins with an S, and there's many of them. And the story of, you know, how it's digested and put together and where it's come from and where it's formed, I just found, you know, truly astonishing.
Well, I know that the first part of your book, the first half of your book, really covers these superfoods, these very rich foods that are so rich in nutrition and health. And of course, those would be the plant-based foods, the fruits and vegetables and the beans and legumes, etc. It was what you started talking about in the middle of the book that I'd like to concentrate on here. You talked about the fact that very few people have one disease. You call it multimorbidity. Tell us about multimorbidity and why we need to know that we're sick in a lot of different ways.
Well, scientists that study multimorbidity, what they found is that when you have one chronic disease, the likelihood of you getting another chronic disease becomes much higher. And this isn't a guarantee, it's just a risk factor. So it means your probability of getting it goes way up. So, for example, when you look at worldwide studies, what doctors have concluded, if you're looking at people over the age of 55, about 60% of people have chronic illness and they have more than one. So, for example, if you're depressed, you're more likely to have heart disease. And if you have heart disease, you're more likely to be depressed. And it's not just for depression. If you have, for example, GERD, you're more likely to have asthma. If you have metabolic syndrome, you're more likely to become schizophrenic. I mean, every single time that physicians or researchers look at links between chronic diseases, they almost always find it. And that goes even for things like gum disease, which, you know, we would think is pretty harmless. We go, oh, gum disease, not a big deal, you know, or we'll just have to brush more often. But if you have gum disease, you're actually a lot more likely to have artery disease, to get diabetes, kidney disease, osteoporosis, Alzheimer's, even cancer.
Yeah.
So all these diseases go together. And I actually had noticed this kind of informally myself that you almost never meet people that if they're taking meds, they're taking it for just one thing.
That's
or they
true.
Just have one thing wrong
That's
with
true.
Them.
That's true. So if I look around at my life and I realize I have a chronic disease, now you identify chronic disease as what? What is a chronic disease?
A chronic disease is something that's expected to last more than a year. And oftentimes the doctor will tell you you'll have the rest of your life. Like if the doctor says, oh, you have hypertension, or they tell you have diabetes, or arthritis, they're likely to tell you that this can't be cured and you're going to have it forever.
Okay, so you have just created with this chronic disease an open door, possibly, for other diseases. The risk factor is increasing as you have this chronic disease, right?
Exactly, exactly. As soon as a doctor diagnoses you with one, you're much more likely to develop another one or realize, like, hey, I already have another one. Like, hey, the doctor just said I have heart disease, but you know what? I've had arthritis, or I've had migraines, or I've had sinusitis, and I've had allergies. And realize, you know, hey, you have multiple chronic conditions.
Yeah. Well, I want to take a short break right now. When we come back, Dr. Stenger, I want to talk to you about something that you made very clear in your book, that one of the big bad guys when it comes to our health is inflammation, and it can cause a cascade of problems throughout our life and throughout our bodies. We'll talk about that on our return, so everybody stay right where you are.
Sam, what's the matter with you?
I'm so sleepy.
Well, you look like you're about to doze off right here in the library. What time did you go to bed last night?
I don't know, but it was really dark outside.
Sam! What? This is serious. You're not getting enough sleep.
I agree. So if you'll excuse me...
No, not here in the library. You need to get more sleep at home.
I can't go home. I'm in school.
You need to get more sleep at home at night.
How? I'm not sleepy at night. Only during the day. At school. In the library.
What did you eat for supper last night?
I'm sleepy, not hungry.
When you eat a big meal in the evening, your stomach has to work hard to digest all the food, and that can keep you awake. And what did you do right before you went to bed?
I watched television.
Aha!
Shh! Sorry!
Sam, when you watch those action shows you like so much, your mind gets all excited and your body gets all tense. That can keep you from going to sleep, too.
So what should I do?
Eat a smaller meal in the evening, and don't watch television for at least an hour before going to bed. You might want to drink a nice cup of herbal tea, too.
Herbal tea? Do I look like someone who drinks herbal tea?
All right. A nice cup of warm water and honey, then. Something to calm you down.
Okay. Light meal. No action shows. Water and...
Sam! Sam! You're embarrassing me!
God has given us everything we need to be healthy inside and out. During Creation Week, He established a health plan for every creature on Earth. To learn more about healthy living and about the God who created us all, go to kidsbibleinfo.com. That's kidsbibleinfo.com. This program was brought to you by the Children's Ministries Department of the General Conference of Seventh-day Adventists. Welcome back to the program. Our guest today is Dr. Janice Stenger. She has written a book called The Perfect Formula Diet, and anyone listening to this program knows what that diet is. It has to do with plant foods and those powerful antioxidants and nutrition that you find in a plant-based diet. One of the big problems we have in this world, and I, in reading this book, almost said, well, here's one of the major causes of almost all of the diseases we have in this world, chronic diseases especially, is inflammation. Tell us about inflammation, Dr. Stenger, and why it is so bad for us.
Okay, well, let's just look at inflammation as kind of a two-part process. First, there's acute inflammation, and that's what happens if your body is acutely threatened. So, for example, if you get a microbe entering your body or a parasite, or you get injured or bitten by a mosquito or a spider, or you encounter radiation, any of those things that could damage your body, could be toxic chemicals, it really could be almost anything, your body has to protect itself. And if it doesn't protect itself, then, you know, you're not going to be around very long. So your body has very exquisite and very powerful mechanisms to protect you against any of those things. And that mechanism is called inflammation. So we need to have appropriate inflammation, or otherwise we're out there in the world totally defenseless. So that's not a problem. It's not necessarily pleasant, like if you get, you know, the flu or something and you have all this inflammation. You know, you don't enjoy it, but it's, you know, your body's basically saving you from being killed by the flu virus.
Right,
so you just get through it and it goes away in a few days or a couple weeks or whatever. You just feel fine again. The problem is with chronic inflammation. And chronic inflammation is inflammation that just goes on and on and on. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't really ever resolve. The way, for example, you have the flu, you get over it. You know, if you get a cut and it gets inflamed and all red around the cut, in a few days it just starts healing and you forget you even had it. The chronic inflammation, which is the cause of most chronic illness, just goes on indefinitely, and that's why these chronic illnesses go on indefinitely. Mm-hmm. And because they're all rooted in inflammation, that's the reason that if you have one, you're more likely to get another. Mm-hmm. It's because they all have this common root. They're all growing out of the same soil, so to speak, and that is chronic inflammation.
So we have something in our lives that consistently and persistently brings about inflammation in our body. Is that what I hear you saying?
Absolutely. Well, there's two things that could happen. Either there's something that's chronically there that's irritating your body and causing it to chronically have this inflammation, or you had some acute inflammation and it never resolved, like you had a cut and it never healed.
Yeah.
And that would be less common, but it can actually happen.
So what are we doing? Where is this inflammation or inflammatory material coming from?
Well, you know, if you look around us, we live in a very different world than our ancestors did. That's when they were foraging out in nature, foraging in the forest to look for food. Our diet is very different, and our lifestyle is very different. So there's a lot of things that can provoke inflammation in our current modern environment. For example, there's a lot of radiation from all the electronic products we're around. There's a lot of toxic chemicals. In fact, there's 85,000 chemicals being used in the environment that poison pretty much everything from our, you know, furniture and rugs and beauty care products and our household products and pretty much almost everything, our clothing. So those aren't good, and those can provoke inflammation. But for most people, a very powerful cause of inflammation can be the proteins in their diet. Because remember, when your immune system is defending you, for example, it sees a microbe coming in. It says, oh, that's a flu virus. I want to get rid of that. Mm-hmm. What it's reacting to is a protein. So it sees this foreign protein coming, and it's going to destroy it. And if you have a constant stream of foreign protein coming in your body three times a day, every time you're eating and you're eating animal foods, then that's obviously going to provoke your immune system.
So your body looks at animal protein as a foreign protein?
Yes, and it is, because it's very different from yours. Remember, we each have unique protein. So I have 2 million kinds of protein in my body, and you have 2 million. They're not all there at the same time,
right,
but potentially up to that as a max. Yours are very different from mine, and everybody's going to be different from everybody else unless they have an identical twin.
Yeah.
So what that means is, you know, even in people, for example, I couldn't give you, if let's say you needed a kidney transplant, I couldn't give you one of my kidneys unless you had very powerful drugs that suppress your immune system, because the protein in my kidney is very different from your protein, and your body would look at my kidney and go foreign invader and immediately destroy it.
Wow.
That's why we couldn't do organ transplants until we invented drugs that were powerful enough to suppress this rejection process. So when foreign animal proteins get in your body, your immune system looks at it and goes, I don't like it. And so it's going to start an inflammatory process. Now, you have to think about plant proteins, too, because remember what I told you, plants are made from the same amino acids as people and other animals. And so, you know, plant proteins are going to get in your body as well. But plants really are not generally predatory the way a microbe is. So a microbe's going to get in your body and say, nice dinner.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, when a fragment of broccoli gets in your body, it's not going to say, nice dinner, because broccoli doesn't really grow on people, right?
Yeah,
it
yeah.
grows in the soil, and, you know, it looks to the sun for energy. It doesn't look to other animals for energy. So some people are sensitive to some plant proteins. For example, we know people with celiac are sensitive to gluten. And some people might have sensitivities to other plant proteins. But for the most part, people are going to have stronger inflammatory responses to animal protein than they are to plant protein.
You have a list on page 155 of your book, The Perfect Formula Diet, where you mention some of the symptoms of a body that is being under attack with inflammation. And here it is: fatigue, lethargy, reduced appetite, aching joints and muscles, and pain. You just described most people's lives today.
That's really, really unfortunate, but it's true. You're right, because those are the classic signs of inflammation, and these were recognized back to antiquity. Even the Greek doctors discussed the classic signs of inflammation, the heat, the swelling, the pain, the redness.
Right.
Of course, they were looking at external inflammation, not internal, but the same thing you could see in a cut, for example, if it became infected or inflamed, you can actually goes on inside your body. It's just hidden, so you don't necessarily know what it is. But that is what is causing a lot of these chronic health problems. And actually, then when people change their diet, these problems can be resolved.
My. There is also a section in your book, you talk about plaque buildup. And I would imagine if you understand anything about arteries in your body, when you combine inflammation and plaque, you're looking at a formula for disaster. Am I right?
Absolutely. And, you know, you talked about Forks Over Knives, and they do a great job in teaching people. They have some really cool graphics in that movie teaching people about the inside of their arteries. And the thing about plaque, which is damage to the inside of your arteries that go throughout your body and thus affects every single cell in your entire body, is that it's not just fat being passively deposited. I mean, a lot of people think the plaque accumulates just kind of like grease under a kitchen sink. It just kind of builds up over time.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, it's a result of an active inflammatory process. So the plaque builds up as a result of this active inflammatory process. And that's why when you stop hurting your arteries, people start getting better literally within days, because the plaque doesn't go away within days, but the inflammation does start resolving within days. And that's why their blood pressure can go down very, very rapidly. A lot of improvements can happen very, very rapidly.
Okay. All right. So it seems to me that if we look around at our lives and we are experiencing joint pains and fatigue and appetite swings, we may be facing inflammation in our bodies. And there is really only one medicine, and I put the word medicine in quotes, that can really address a inflammation problem across the board on your body. And what would that be? What is that medicine we're talking about?
We're talking about the whole food plant-based diet.
Taking a statin is not going to do it? Taking all of these modern medicines, that's not going to do it for us?
No, and to the extent statins are effective at all, which they're only minimally effective, it's because they address inflammation. I mean, there's thoughts that, yes, they reduce cholesterol, but they also have an anti-inflammatory effect.
Okay.
Also, aspirin has an anti-inflammatory effect, so many people are put on aspirin by their doctors to help reduce inflammation. But those things really don't get at the heart of the issue, because if you're continuing to injure your body every single day with what you eat, at the same time you're taking anti-inflammatory drugs, you're really not getting at the heart of the problem, and you're really not going to have the same kind of long-term health outcomes you can have by, you know, just changing your diet to the ideal diet. And people think it's hard, but actually once you get on this diet, it's really enjoyable.
All right. Well, there you go. The book is entitled The Perfect Formula Diet, and it was written by our guest today, Dr. Janice Stanger, S-T-A-N-G-E-R. Check it out, Amazon. Also, is there a website they can go to, Dr. Stanger?
Yeah, please visit my website, perfectformuladiet.com. There's a lot of posts there. There's a lot of information on the site. Please check it out, perfectformuladiet.com. I think you'll learn something.
All right, very good. Thank you, Dr. Stanger. We appreciate you very much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Until next time, listener, this is Charles Mills along with Dr. Janice Stanger inviting you to remain heartwise. Goodbye, everyone. Thank you for joining us today on Heartwise. If you'd like more information on how to build and maintain optimum physical, mental, and spiritual health, log on to heartwiseministries.org. HeartWise is a listener-supported program, and your partnership with us would be greatly appreciated. Once again, our web address is heartwiseministries.org.